I've just stepped off the Underground at Camden Town, on the Northern Line in fact, and I'm walking towards Regent's Park. It's a little after 8 o'clock on a very wet and miserable morning here, and I'm walking towards Regent's Park, approaching the entrance to London Zoo. But I'm not going in the visitor's entrance. I'm going to the East Service Gate, 200 yards around the corner. So why am I here, hours before this place opens to the public? And why am I using the back door? Well, it's because I'm going to become a zookeeper for a day.
We'll be starting off at 9:30, cleaning out the hunting dogs. Then we're meeting and feeding the giraffes. After that, we'll be going to the meerkats and the happy families area and doing live insect feed. Then we'll be meeting the penguins after we've cleaned out the enclosure. Then we're going to be giving enrichment to one lot of primates, which are the Francois langurs, which are, I will warn you, when they fart, it smells of leeks. It's quite disgusting. And then finally, we're going to be meeting Lucifer, our Asiatic lion, and watching his training. And it's great because he's only like this far away from you.
Well, I've just been let inside and now I'm waiting for my health and safety briefing. But in the meantime, I've made up a few pointers of my own. Do not put head in the mouth of a lion. Try to avoid noises that make me sound like animal food. And most importantly, close the doors behind me. I'm not having any escapes on my watch.
Hi, I'm Susie Hyde. I'm a senior keeper here at ZSL London Zoo.
Okay, well, you've now dressed me up in a boiler suit. I look a bit like a mechanic now. And you've already made fun of my wellies. Someone told me to wear these wellies. What have you got in store for me today, then?
Today, we're going to do some cleaning out, a big clean out of the Red River hogs. We're going to do a bit of scrubbing around the penguins, meet a penguin, feeding a giraffe. We're also going to watch some training of an Asiatic lion. London Zoo first opened in about 1826. We were opened up as a scientific research place. And we have kept that stable thing going till now. When we first opened, we did attract a lot of visitors, and attitudes obviously have changed since then, which is why animals have got a lot more space and they're not just here to be stared at. Conservation and education are two of the key factors here. We do conservation in over 30 different countries around the world. But education is the key thing because we need to get the young to understand what's going on in their world so that, you know, hopefully they can make changes as well as us and so help in the future.
Well, someone told me that I had to be a zookeeper for the day. That kind of, first of all, conjured up an image in black and white, in fact, of an old bloke, a zookeeper with a funny hat on his head, feeding something to a rhino, scratching the backs of elephants with a brush, feeding fish to the penguins, kind of mucking out. But there's more to it than that, isn't there?
I have to be honest, I didn't know I was going to get into this when I left school. I just happened to fall into it and I wouldn't change a day of it for anything. Absolutely love my job. I love that every day is different. I just love working with animals. I'm a bit of a bunny hugger, to be honest, and I love working with domestics because you can get a lot closer to them than the exotics. We're standing here in the cotton terraces in one of the dens of the Red River hogs, basically about to clean them out.
If we could put all this straw from this den into number two den, and then we'll wash this whole den out.
Right, well, we're armed with the traditional kind of implements, a witch's broom, a brush, a rake, just moving straw from one room to another. About to clean it out and get stuck in.
I've got the good end of the deal.
This is hard work. Just spread around some detergent from a bucket, you know, fairly standard stuff. Scrubbing brush, an army of keen trainee zookeepers are giving this place a good scrubbing. All the white suds have now started to turn brown as we get through to the real dirt on the tiles. Lovely stuff. I hope these Red River hogs appreciate all our hard work. Well, the hogs have been released back into their pen that we've just cleaned out. They're sniffing around. These Red River hogs are incredible looking creatures. Basically ginger pigs with funny ears, bizarre faces, big white rings around their eyes, long snouts. At the minute they're quite happily foraging for the apples and pears we've just thrown into their den. Well, I just hope Salvador here and his chums will keep it tidy, because quite frankly it was a bit of a mess before.
My name's Jennifer and I'm a lawyer. It was a birthday present and he likes to think outside the box, so he thought this would be a good experience to come to London Zoo. I've actually never been to a zoo before, let alone been a zookeeper, so yeah, new experience.
So what do you reckon to what we've just done, the Red River hogs?
The cleaning out the muck. Yeah, no, well, it's good to see the other side of it, isn't it, I suppose, than just seeing them in the enclosure.
We're still in the Into Africa section, and we're standing in the Akapi house, and we've got the male and female right in front of us. Stripes on their legs do kind of look zebra-y, and I've had many comments that they look like a giraffe slash zebra mix-up.
That sounds like one crazy party.
Enrichment is just something we give to the animals to stimulate them throughout their day. Basically, we can do different things like food enrichment, furniture enrichment. It doesn't mean we go down to IKEA and buy them stuff. It just means fresh logs or swapping logs over with other animals, new ropes, depends what the animal is. With regards to the food, we can present it in different ways. It's just a basic coconut, right? Now, the bearded pigs over on the other side, which we'll see when we go over there, they've worked out if they stand next to a wall, put it on their snout and sort of roll it as far up as they can, and then just step back, it'll go on the floor, break open, and then they can get to the flesh and stuff like that. Whereas some animals just haven't quite worked that out yet. The perfumes like spray around animals like the lions, tigers, pigs, dogs, animals that sort of rely on scent. Mm-hmm. They go around and they sort of go, if they re-scent it, or they do what they have to
work out what the perfume is.
Yeah. Right, we're in the giraffe enclosure at the minute. We're just in front of the barriers where all the school kids are watching behind. I'm going to feed one of the giraffes. She's looking at me now with some Tesco value white bread. Slit in half, she's looking at me. She's thinking, why is he talking into a microphone? Here you go. I think this is Cara. Have a bit of this. All gone. Three slices of bread. No butter or lemon curd. Just plain.
My name's Colm Hannan. I work in online job advertising, but today I'm obviously a zookeeper.
So have you ever been that close to a giraffe before?
No, it was amazing. I'm really blown away at how unusual the whole experience is, and it's... Yeah, you know, they all seem quite happy as well, the animals as well, which is, you know, it's reassuring.
What are you looking forward to most?
I think feeding the penguins, to be honest.
Right, so we just walked into the claw. This is a small mammal house. You guys can just walk through, look at what you want. We've got little small primates here. These are emperor tamarins, very cool. They're little tashes. Even the girls have tashes.
It'd be like having it now.
Reminds me of an ex-girlfriend of mine.
I'm not sure I want to do that.
No,
you're a big girl.
They don't wiggle about. Aren't
so what's in the bag?
We've got a mix of young locusts and black crickets. You're going to throw them in to feed the meerkats.
Right, here we go. Go on, get your hand in.
Yeah. Go on then, I'll do one of these other ones. No, I'm not going to. Jump. You do it. You do it.
It's gone in your...
Don't even say that.
Right, okay, here we go. What? Oh, these are funny coloured ones. They don't look very happy. Right, here we go. Ah!
Yeah, you see.
Oh, dear, it's about to fly, spreading its wings. It's beautiful, but you're about to die. Sorry. Here you go, Mr. Meerkat. It's holding on for dear life. It landed on a meerkat, and it's gone. I feel guilty now. Now for the next part of the test, you've got to eat one, like in I'm a Celebrity. The circle of life and all that.
Grab. Really. Your aim is to get the poo off on the mud. If you see poo on the rocks around
get that as well, please. Okay. And if I can have and
well, the things I'll do for this science podcast. I'm in the penguin enclosure right now. Some rock hoppers staring at me. They're monitoring how I'm doing because I'm right now scrubbing the side of their little pool, getting rid of the poo.
He's so good at zookeeping, he's doing it one-handed.
I'm Claire Ingham and I'm a nuclear scientist at Oldbury Power Station. I didn't expect we'd get that close to them. And it was nice finding out a bit more about their habitat and different types of penguins.
At the end we got to, excuse the pun, pick up a penguin.
Yes, that was very good. Me and my husband were rather fond of one of the penguins and was reluctant to leave the enclosure. It was really, really smooth. It almost like a seal. It's not fur and feathers as such, it's just a really smooth coat. But yeah, once they dried off, really, really soft as well.
Another one of my favourite bits of the tour. You get to go into the places where it says staff only. Hold on. Just doing my bit. This sign reads, squirrel prevention. Please keep these doors closed and bring food in first thing. Many thanks.
Right, the vegetables that you're standing next to, they're from Covent Garden Market and it's all fit for human consumption. The pellet that you've got in your hand is the Old World Monkey pellet, otherwise known as OWM on all the boards around us. Have a try. What does it taste like?
Well, it looks so appealing. What does it look like? A dog biscuit, really. Are you sure this is edible?
Absolutely positive, 100%. Worth it just for the face.
What does it taste like?
Tastes of absolutely nothing. Dry Weetabix. Okay. Yeah, have some. No, there's a bit left. I'm not going to finish it all.
Oh,
a bit
banana-y
now. A bit of an aftertaste, yeah.
Yeah, is it? Right, the next pellet you're going to try.
No.
Oh, yes,
yeah. You've already got one, you have to compare them.
This is Trio pellet. This is like Cheerios.
And this is edible, again.
They're all edible.
By animals. Firmer, more crunchy, tasteless again. A bit more apple-y, that one.
Mum!
These the ones that smell?
Yes.
You just peeped them.
Can you not smell already? Leaky. If one of you would just like to go over to that other side, take a handful and call over Johan. He's the little guy just sitting there staring. Aww. He won't eat with this lot. He's the subordinate male.
Hello, Francois. Francois Langer. I'm going to feed them. They've made a bit of a mess so far, but got some popcorn and some seeds in our hands and they'll just come up and grab them. They've got little white beards. They're very polite, nearly. Scratch my hand there. They don't like the look of the microphone. Hey, have some more seeds. Now we're just feeding a lion. I'm about 1 meter away. You can probably hear him growling a little bit. Feeding him raw meat. He seems very happy. Ooh.
At least there's an Asian lion. The only place you'll find them now is in the Gir Forest, in the wild.
My name's Grant Ingham. I work in the nuclear industry over in Gloucestershire. I'm just here for the keeper for the day. Well, I went in there all confident, thinking, they're behind a fence and everything. But they're obviously training the male lion to put its paw up and put both paws up. And that was quite awesome. But then it started to get a bit ratty and throwing itself at the fence occasionally because apparently they don't like males. They like, obviously, male human beings. There's a few times when I was, had my back pressed against the wall there trying to get as far away as I could.
Well, that's it. My day being a zookeeper has come to an end. I'm now at the entrance next to the merry-go-round with appropriately enough horses and lions and tigers for the children to play on. Well, it's been a fantastic experience, and if you want to find out more details, go to London Zoo's website, zsl.org.